Tuesday, 3rd of October, Yuki Mitzivshri, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, a deeper look into Masechet Sukkah.
Okay, on my side. Nice to see everybody again. Just wanted to spend the time that we have to try and look into, of course, in Yom HaSukkah coming up. And Masechet Sukkah, every Masechta that we begin with, every Masechta has its ideas, concepts, themes that run throughout the entire Masechta. And Sukkah, of course, has two main aspects. You have the Sukkah, you have the Arba Milim. Let's start at least with the Sukkah and discuss and see the halachas. Personally, I always find it very inspiring, important, and incredible focus to be able to see how the halachas themselves, they are the bones, they form the whole background of the hashkafa, of the understanding, and the ideas behind the Yom Tov. So let's try and do that, let's try and dip into the halachas and see how they actually are telling us all about what we're supposed to learn from the sukkah itself. So it's going to be a whole sweep of different halachas. First, let's start with Gemara Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The beginning, the Gemara starts a famous Mishnah. Everybody knows it because it's the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Sukkah shigvad ma'as ma'amos. Sukkah that's more than 20 amos high, according to Chachamim, is possible. Now, why? A strange way to start the Masechta. A sukkah that's more than 20 amos high. You know, okay, it's a case. It's an interesting case. But why would that be the place to start the Masechta? A sukkah that's more than 20 amos high. And the Gemara gives us three reasons as to why you cannot have a sukkah more than 20 amos. Three reasons. Rabba, Rav Zeira, and Rava. Rabba tells us, and we actually hold basic of all of these reasons. You need to know all of them. One is Rabba, Laman Yedi Doresechem Ki Basukah Zeshavtis Bnei Yisrael. That you have to know that you came out of Mitzrayim and you sat in the sukkah. And this is actually a halacha that one sits in the sukkah on the first night, more than just simply the kavanah that I'm about to do a mitzvah, which is a person always has to have kavanah for the Shem Yuchud, you're going to do a mitzvah, that's one thing. But also you have to remember that there's a reason for this mitzvah, Laman Yedu, that you sat in Sukkos. Laman Yedu Doreseichem, and why is it more than 20 amos is possible? Because after 20 amos, you're aware that you're sitting under the schach. More than 20 amos, you're not aware anymore, and you have to have a yediya about the schach. You have to know about the schach. That's number one. Number two is Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says the primary function of the sukkah is for the shade. The shade. Now we know the shade is an important part because you have to have raiv, you have to have tzalosim rubim mechamosa, the more shade than sun, and that's actually going to define the sukkah. How much shade is going to be in your sukkah? Now why is that the geder, why is that the definition of the kashas of a sukkah? There's many things. For example, we know that dafka, rain, should be allowed to come in. There should be a little bit of gap there, that rain, or maybe see the stars, whatever you want to say. So why is it that whenever we speak about a roof, if I were to say to you, the Torah requires a roof. Let's say a roof. I don't know, maybe a roof dafka means a proper good roof. Solid one. Right? Here, the whole definition of the roof is something very, very specific. Something that we're not quite used to in England because we don't have so much sun. But the ikka point of the roof is the shade. Not the protection from the rain, because we're actually happy for the rain to come in. Well, not happy for it to rain, but we want there to be a gap, or to see the stars. There is supposed to be a little bit of a gap, but shade, that's the main thing. As long as there's shade, that's the ikka sukkah. And that, according to Rav Zeira, is so key that if you have the sukkah more than 20 amos high, now your shade is going to be coming primarily from the walls. The sukkah is invalid. So important is this concept of tzeil, of shade. Michael, what's the big inyan of having shade in the sukkah? That is the definition of sukkah, tzeil, tzeil, yom mechayle. If it means the pasuk identifies the sukkah as a shade, a place of tzeil. Tzeil de menusa. But we say those words, tzeil de menusa, the shadow of the Shekhinah. What does that mean? What does it mean to be in the shadow? And for Rav Zeira, this is a key definition. Not just Rav Zeira, we hold with this. Your sukkah has to be Zelastim Rav Mechamasa. Majority of shade. Then we have Rava. And Rava says the third reason, and this is also a reason that we use La Halacha for the sukkah. Why can't it be more than 20 amas? Because once you built a sukkah more than 20 amas high, you have to have solid foundations. And by definition, to have a sukkah more than 20 amas is a permanent structure. Permanent structure. And that you cannot have. The sukkah is temporary. Sukkah is temporary. That's the Leman Yeager, the first reason. Three different reasons as to why it can't be more than 20 amas high. Rabbah, you've got to be able to see the schach. The main thing, says Rabbah, is that you have to have a yediyah, know about the schach, know about your sitting in the sukkah. Reb Zeira, you've got to have the shade from the schach. More than 20 amas, the shade is coming from the wall. And Rabbah, he says, no, the main thing is that it's got to be a temporary structure.
That always bothered me. In fact, never mind bothering me.
The Gemara asked that question. If you're worried about having a temporary structure, so then, what's with this business? You can make mechitzah shavazo, or to say like you just said it, what about sukkahs in the house? And lehevrach, you should say the flimsier the sukkah, the more mahudah it should be. They should sell these tent sukkahs, you know, blow out sukkah, literally. Yeah? This is the one you want to buy, because it's, you know, you're going to feel really, you know, ally dick there. It's going to be... Yeah, okay, so you get a nice warm blanket. I don't know, but why is it that on the one hand it's temporary, but on the other hand you have very fixed walls? The temporary is only in the height. It's only in the height. It's a very strange thing to understand. Okay, now there's a lot to say here. Bez Hashem. Let's start with the Oruch Laner. The Oruch Laner tells us on these three opinions. The first, Leman Yedi Dor Seichem. There are three different hashkafas here that we are understanding about what is the sukkah about. And they're all true. And they're all relevant, not only in the halacha, but they're all relevant also in how our focus on this yontif is going to be. Focus number one is, you have to have a yediyah, you have to have the knowledge that you're in a sukkah. Let's take a step back. We've come out of Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, I always describe, is the moshul of post-Yom Kippur, is the guy who looks out the window, and it's a cold winter's day, and the snow has just descended the whole night. It's been snowing, and by the morning there's 6 inches of snow, thick, beautiful, white, clear snow, covering the entire ground. And you look out of the window and you say, oh, look at that, beautiful. Beautiful, clean, pure white snow. And the child is desperate to get out there and make sure that he can get his first footprints. He wants to be the first one to get his footprints into that snow. Make sure that he makes his mark in the snow. And it looks so beautiful until one person goes and puts his prints, and then the next person, and then you get that slush. It doesn't look like the same beautiful, pure snow. When a person comes Motzei Yom Kippur, is the white, pure snow. Like the snow, it's all pure. And then the Yetzirah says, I want to get my feet into that. I want to make my mark there. And one footprint and another footprint until, unfortunately, it ends up as, doesn't have the same beautiful snow. So we need protection on Motzei Yom Kippur. What's the protection? The protection is we have to go to Mitzvah Sukkah. Mitzvah Sukkah is all about living in Hashem's world. We have a major problem post Yom Kippur. The major problem is, Yom Kippur is incredible. Hashem Elokim, we have a clarity, we've been elevated to the level of Malachim. But then what? Then we have a difficult time. What do we do next? How do you come back down to earth? Yom Kippur is a day of the neshama. You're not a body, you're not a goof, we don't get anything to do with the goof, we completely transcend, we become totally the neshama. So what happens Motzei Yom Kippur? How do we go afterwards? Then we have a problem. We come back down to earth. But we have to come back down to earth living in Hashem's world. You see, Yom Kippur we went up to Shemayim. But Sukkot is bringing Shemayim down to earth. Moshe Rabbeinu also, what did he do? He went up to get the Luchos. He went up to Shemayim. But then he brought the Luchos down here. So we've gone up to Shemayim. That was Yom Kippur. Now we have to bring Shemayim down here. And if you think I'm making it up, it's very clear. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Hei, brings, how do we know? This whole concept of a Sukkah, where does it come from? HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Ha'aretz Nosan Livnei Adam. Says the Chiddush HaRim, he says, Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem. The Shemayim is given to Hashem. V'ha'aretz nosan l'bnei Adam. And the aretz is given to man to bring Shemayim into this world. Shemayim is Hashem. Hashem is already clear in Shemayim. V'ha'aretz nosan l'bnei Adam to do what? What is he giving it to us for? To bring the Shemayim down here. That's what we have to do with Sukkah. So we have to bring Hashem's world, we make Hashem's world here a place of a resting place for the Shekhinah. That's why we learn the halachas of the Sukkah from the Orim. The Orim is 10 tefachim high, the Sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. In fact, the Gemara's Maskona is that when we learn out the law of a Sukkah, is actually an interesting thing, by the way, the Sukkah is not the building. That's fascinating to me. What's the definition of a Sukkah? The airspace between the floor and your Sukkah. That's the definition of the Sukkah. I know that sounds funny. Obviously, a sukkah is the building itself. But what we mean by the sukkah is the gap between the floor and the ceiling. That's the definition of a sukkah. Now, what that means is that's why the entire mitzvah sukkah, the building might be the structure. When you go into the sukkah, you're in the mitzvah. That airspace is the mitzvah. It's the only, well, three mitzvahs that you can do. You can immerse yourself in mikveh, Eretz Yisrael, and the sukkah. Completely immersed. That means the mitzvah is the airspace of the sukkah, the halal ha-sukkah. Where did we learn out this airspace from? Above the Orem, it says that they had the kruvim. The kruvim had their wings, soichachin bekamfeim, the same lashon of schach. Soichachin, schach. The Gemara brings this. And the gap between the top of the wings of the kruvim and the top of the Orem, that gap, the halal, was 10 tefachim. That's where we learn out sukkah. What happened in that 10 tefachim? Says the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's from where? From that space is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, he communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bein HaKruvim. Right? Between the Kruvim. That's exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah came into this world and communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means that the Sukkah, the airspace, is the space of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. We're bringing Hashem into this world. So therefore, number one, says the Orech HaNer, you have to have L'man Yehidu Doris Eichem. How are we going to walk in this world as Neshamas? How are we going to take Yom Kippur with us into this world? How? Number one, L'man Yehidu. You have to have Shevisi Hashem Benegdi Tomet. Be aware, a Yediyah, constantly, that you are living under the protection, you're living with Hashem. You're in Hashem's world. It might look like a world that seems to be given to others. No, it's Hashem's world. L'man Yehidu Doris Eichem. That's ingredient number one, says Aruch HaNer. Shavis Hashem Negdi Tomet. Number two, what's the idea of Zera of the shade? It's the whole business of the shade. Because, and if you look so many times, we see this, says Aruch HaNer, he says, this represents the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show us Hashem. As it says, Hashem Tzilcha Liad Minecho. Hashem is our shade. What does it mean? What does it mean Hashem is our shade? The protection. We're vulnerable. We're open to the elements here. And as we said, the Yetzer Hara Dafka wants to get us close to Yom Kippur because we're pure. He wants to put his fingerprints in our snow. His footprints. We need the protection of Hashem. And the protection is the tail. This is the shadow. That's what we speak about. Why? Because the Umos HaOlam, that means the outside world, the king of the outside world is the sun. The sun, if you want to talk about Teva, the natural world, Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. Everything is under the Shemesh. By the way, we call it a Shemesh because immediately you're supposed to wake up and realize that it's only a Shemesh. It's only a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the natural world in and of itself can be misleading. You can think, oh, this is the world. No, that's the mistake. You have to always make sure you understand it's only a Shemesh. But the natural world is the king of the natural world, is the sun. However, we need protection from the sun. We need to have the tzeil, the shade, to be able to be living in this world and at the same time retain the purity of Yom Kippur. And we see this, by the way, this is an amazing, amazing idea. Every time Sukkah comes up, it's always the same idea of protection, of the tzeil. So for example, of course now, we're speaking about Yom Kippur, we need the protection of the Sukkah. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, where's the first place we, the Jewish people, go? Sukkos. Sukkos is the first place we go to. Yitzias Mitzrayim was an incredible elevation of the Jewish people. We were taking this great height. Now what do we do? We go into the Midbar. Where's the Nissim? Okay, you're going to have the protection of the Sukkah. Whether it's Ananei HaKovod, or whether it's Sukkos Mamash. We came out of Mitzrayim into the protection of the sukkah. Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov fights with Esav. Yaakov has this struggle. And where does he go immediately after his struggle with Esav? He goes to Sukkos. In the first apostle, Yaakov goes to Sukkos. Why? Because immediately after the battle with the Yetzahara, which is Esav, he needs the protection of the sukkah. Now he needs it. By the way, the whole battle between Yaakov and Esav is described also as the battle, the Yemei Hadin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a battle. In other words, are we living up to who we're supposed to be? The Yetzahara, there's Makatrigim, as it's called. Those that say, well, look at Klal Yisrael, they're not necessarily on the highest level. And we say, yes, but we've done sins, but we come back, we do tshuva. And now Akash Baruch says, fine, I forgive you, I'm Moichel. So now what? Now after Yom Kippur, the Yetzirah is back with a vengeance. Yaakov versus Esav. After Yaakov leaves Esav, he goes immediately to the protection of the sukkah. We say in Maariv every night. We daven Maariv. What do we say? First we say Shema, of course. Then Emes V'Emunah, we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu. What's this bracha of Hashkiveinu? Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Amdeinu Hashem Elokeinu, Froisoreinu. We speak about the sukkah. The sukkah, that's exactly what we speak about. The protection of the sukkah. Ask the Gemara, why have we added another bracha? You're supposed to do ge'ula to tefillah. Smichas ge'ula tefillah. You're supposed to speak about going out of Mitzrayim and then go straight into davening. What's this business of Hashkiveinu? Hashem should protect us with the protection of the sukkah. Why have you put that in there? Ask the Gemara. What's the Gemara answer? Because it's called ge'ula arichta damya. Without the protection, you don't have a gula. You've been taken out of Mitzrayim. You've been given the gula, but now what? I'm vulnerable. You need the protection. That's Hashkiveinu. Uforeisrael sukkah shleimecha. We say every day in Maariv. We speak about the protection of the sukkah. Uforeisrael sukkah shleimecha. And that's exactly what the Gemara tells us in sukkah itself. Dafan and Beis. That if you think you can overcome the Yetzirah, you're making a mistake. The only way to overcome the Yetzirah is Ilmale Hashem Oizroi Lo Yachaloi. Without Hashem, you can't succeed. If you think you can succeed, then you've really failed. The success is only when you put yourself in Hashem's world. Hashem, I can't, but you can. Help me. I need your help. I need your protection. That's the protection of the sukkah. And therefore the second level is the tzel, is the shade. Is the shade and the protection of the sukkah. Let me, at this point, mid Orach Loner, who's just describing the three aspects of Rabba, Rav Zeira, and Rava, let me switch to the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh tells us, in the halachas, once again, that's what we're trying to point out, in the halachas of making of the sukkah, how do we get this protection? How do you put yourself in Hashem's world? So he says, the shade, how do you warrant Hashem's protection? With your level, your mitzvahs, and not doing averus. So you need to have tzilosan meruba mechanosa. The majority needs to be shade. How do you get the shade from Hashem? You need to be rave mitzvahs, like we have a discussion on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's about the scales. You need to be rave. You need to be a rave person who's in the side of mitzvahs. Then you can get Hashem's protection. You need tzilosan meruba. You need it to be in the majority. You need it to be, what are the halachas of schach? Lo mekabel tuma. It has to be pure. If a person starts getting involved and things are impure, how can you expect the same protection from Hashem? He mentions also, interesting point, there's a halacha of avir gimel paisel. That means if you have in your schach, if you have a gap of more than three tfachim, a gap, so then we don't say lovud. Less than three, we say lovud, it's because as if it's closed off. More than three, a gap more than three is a problem in your schach. A gap more than three tfachim.
A gap or something solid.
Huh?
Does it make a difference if it's a gap or something solid?
Yeah, it does make a difference. Yes. If it's possible, then it's more. Then it's dalet tefachim. If it's just a gap, an airspace, then it's three tefachim. You cannot have a gap in your schach. And if you do, you just split the sukkah in two. So you cannot have a gap of more than three tefachim. Now, so he says,
solid can be up to four tefachim.
Solid can be four tefachim, yeah. To pass on it. Huh? To sit under it's another problem, no, but even if you have it in your middle, it would actually split your sukkah. In other words, you have a big sukkah, and right in the middle you have a gap of more than three, so what you've just done is split your sukkah into two. It might be okay, because you might have three walls here and three walls here, and fine, but.
You've got a shear on each side.
Yeah, you'd have to have a shear on each wall. So says the Al-Sheikh, he says an interesting point.
And if it's solid, you can sit under it.
To sit under is a different point. To sit under is more problematic. But what actually, if does it puzzle the actual structure of this building? Does it mess up? Is it now one unit? Or have you now broken it into two?
At least one of the channel in the middle.
Yeah, but it's not even four top. Unlike four top. Anyway, we'll get that. So he said, the Al-Sheikh says, you should know, interesting point. He says, how does this work, Al-Derech Musa, Al-Derech Hashkafa? So he says, the idea of three Tzvokim, we know, we're told that the Averus, the Rambam brings down, the Averus only really counts from the third time. The first time you could say, you know, it was a mistake. The second time is more problematic. But the third time, that's it. From three, it's already, don't tell me, no, you've got no more excuses now. You know, it wasn't a mistake, or shaykh, now you're responsible. So he says from that's what he says from Gimel. Yeah, similar to that, yes, yeah, exactly. So he says, Aveh Gimel, that's why three, a gap of three, puzzles in the sukkah to remind us of that as well. What are the halakhas of the schach? Lay mechub al karka. If somebody's entrenched in this world, he's completely, just all he lives for is everything which is physical. He's mechub al karka. You can't have the protection from Hashem, you need to be lay mechub al karka. Or we have to know that has to come from the ground. Why? As we say in Yom Kippur, Barotzisa Shevach. Because Baruch wants the praise from Adam. It wants to be Mil Adama. The Schach has got to come from Adam. You want the protection, it's got to come from us. But it has to be, we've got to not be so entrenched in the ground. We've got to be able to be Tolish, disconnect ourselves, and then we can have that protection. He also mentions, that's why also the, what was the other law? Oh, Tasev Lemina Osi. Yeah. That means the idea of getting this protection, you can't just, it's not just something that happens automatically. You've got to make the efforts. Tasav Lemina Osi. It's not automatic. You have to make the step, and then you can be, then you can get a Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. And so we see this is how to get the protection of the tel. That's the Alshim. And that's number two of, we've had Laman Yedi, the idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in front of you. That's how to get Hashem's protection. The second way to walk through this world and not fail is to know that you have to put yourself in Hashem's tzeil, that it all works from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua's Hashem. And the third, obviously, is what Rava tells us, is to have the realization that this world is Arai. How to not be sucked into this world, to realize it's a temporary existence. And if we get entrenched in this world, then we've missed everything, and we don't understand what's going on. So that's the three, Rava, L'man Yeidah HaVyidiyah of Hashem, Rav Zeira of the Shade, the protection, and Rava having the Hashkafa that this world is only temporary. These are the three things in which we then put ourselves in Hashem's world. And let me just now conclude with the last part, which is just a little bit deeper of what the Sukkah really is. The Sukkah, once we do that, once we go and bring the Gidulim in our Oretz and we take it, disconnect it from the ground and elevate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the way, where do we learn Schach from? We learn it from two places, Avialim and Oretz, and also a place where it says, Psoiles Gerin V'Yakev. The Psoiles, that means the waste product of Gerin, of the Shi, of the grain, stalks, etc. The idea here is, you take even that which is external and you can elevate it. That's the Schach. But it's for Adam to do that. Tasav Lemna Asi, and to make it pure. And when we have that, then we have the protection from the Chama, from the sun, which is the external world, which tries to blind us and mislead us. But let's take it one stage deeper. Sukkah is Gematria 91. Sukkah, Gematria 91. 91 is brought down, is the combination of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now what does this mean, the combination of? In fact, if you look in certain Siddurim, the Sephardi Siddurim, they put them together. Yeah, sometimes you see it, but they have Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and inside of it they put Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Okay? Obviously, the way we see Hashem's name is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, but we don't say that. We say the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So, what are we referring to whenever we say Yashem Hashem? We're referring to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which means Haya Haya V'Yiya. He's above everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beyond what we could fathom. We cannot understand what it means to be past, present, and future all at the same time, beyond existence. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shem Be'etzem, beyond all of existence. But that name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you who are beyond existence, we know that you are the Adoin, You are the master and the creator of this world. And I recognize when I say bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, you who are beyond all of existence, you are Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. I see you manifest in Bari Priya 8, Bari Priya Adama, etc. So when we say Hashem's name, we're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beyond existence, but I say the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which means to be the master of the world. That's how I relate to Him. I know who He is. He's beyond existence, but I can't relate to that. I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that you are beyond existence, and I see you manifest in the master of the world. Yud Kei Vav Kei, coming into this world. That's the combination together of these two names, which is, of course, the deeper idea of what a sukkah really is, like we said. You're taking that concept of what we said, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beyond everything, Hu Hu Elokim, He is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Elokim of this world, of Bereishis Bara Elokim. And I'm bringing that into this world, and that's the sukkah. The sukkah is that concept of Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together coming into this world. I'm making a place of the Shekhinah. And therefore I'm making a mini Mishkan. I'm making a place where there's lots of magic halachas. Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. There's Lovod and Dofen HaKumah and good Asik and good Achis. And all these magic different halachas. Because it's a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming in. Where it represents like the Oren itself. The Oren itself says, Einu Min HaMidah, didn't take up any space. Because it's where Shemaim and Oretz came together. It was a supernatural place within the natural. We're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. And therefore it's Gematria 91, and Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adnos together is also 91. Which is also the... When we understand this is what we're going into, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, then we understand we will get the protection. By the way, Tehillim number 91 is... Right, that is the Tehillim of protection. We want to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. That's what 91 is. Of course, Ilan is also Gematria 91. And there's a reason for that. Ilan is also Gematria 91. And there's a reason, because it says, actually it's brought down in the Sforim, that the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu describing in the Kabbalah Sforim, not that I know of those, but I don't know what it's talking about, that it's saying that the process of describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into this world is called Ilan HaKadosh. That's what it's called. The tree which comes down, actually it's an upside down tree, it's the roots in Shemayim, and it comes down, how it comes down into this world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest, which is the whole of Kabbalah, is called a description of the Ilan HaKadosh, the tree that comes down, because the Ilan is the 91, it's describing the Yud Kei Vav Kei coming down into the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And that's why it also tells us in the Gemara, on Usam Daf Beis, that one of the things we have to do is say Midiras Keva, and go into your Diras Arai. How do you get out of your Diras Keva? How? By realizing this is not the Keva world, what you think this is all where it's all about. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Say, of course, is Gematria 91. Say Midiras Keva. There's a focus on here, leaving this world, and rather bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. And therefore we have 91 of Sukkah, and Ilan, and Tzei, and Omein, and Malach as well. There's also 91 because Malach is where you had described Malach and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message into this world. Same idea, you keep on coming into this world. Also 91, it's all coming into this world. And then when we have that, we have the protection of the Sukkah. That's the Dovr Hashem, Ayri, Yitzpineini b'Sukkah b'Yom Ra'ah. When there's a Yom Ra'ah, what do we do? Yitzpineini b'Sukkah, I need to be hidden in your Sukkah. I need to run straight and hide in your place. Yeshei b'Seisa Elyon, I want to be in your protection. That's exactly where we're running to. Post Yom Kippur, with all the Tahara and the purity, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. If Yom Kippur is a day, which it certainly is, of going from Oretz all the way up to Shemayim, Sukkot is when we come back down from Shemayim and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. The reason why we're not upset, post Yom Kippur, we've lost this Darga, because we've not lost the Darga. We've gained all that, and then we schlep it back down and put it into the Sukkah. So when we go into this mitzvah of Sukkah, we have the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the 91, we have the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, all together. And with that, we can go forward in the Olam Hazeh, and we know how to live without being exposed to the outside elements. We can understand the Dov Hashem Oiri Kitz B'neini B'Sukkai, and we have that protection on it.